This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. Yes, I'm your host, Michael Horn, but I'm not the star of the show. The star is a man we call Sultan. Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. A record that'll stand the test of time in the NFL. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend from Hunter and so many other great shows. The one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
You know, I've said this many times. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I've said this many times to you, Mike Horn.
Yes.
You should not sell yourself short about being the star of this show.
Thank you.
I mean, you're not.
Thank
you're not. Clearly, you're not.
Thank you, Fred.
But
go ahead.
I like knowing you think you are.
There you go.
So there it is.
Well, you know, the star of the show really are the listeners of this program. And
you're so right.
Robert has sent in an email to you, says, who's your pick for Super Bowl? This is before the season has started now, Fred, and that is not New England. He said, who's your pick for the Super Bowl that is not New England? You got any thoughts far?
Look, I always take a look at what's available. There's no games being played.
Right.
And from what I understand, the games that have been played on TV so far are dreadful.
It's preseason.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
And they don't. We know this for a fact. They don't practice, and they don't tackle. They don't do much of anything, and they just stand around and sip, energy drinks. But that's true, isn't it?
That's true.
Yeah, and
we
were
at training camp a couple of weeks back.
Training camp.
But they were doing Mavens. More this year than they did last year, that's for sure.
But so to answer the question
is
who do I think is going to be in a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't either.
Well, you don't know now. You don't know. There's no way of even coming close to guessing because there's so many variables that exist right now. Many of them are teams are new, players have changed, and so what we try to do is try to handicap the best we can.
I say New England and the Rams.
I'm going to say New England and the Rams, and I don't know. I don't know who is potentially good. I don't know anything. I do know that the Raiders still, as we are broadcasting.
Let me just say this. We try to answer your questions. Get your emails in to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Restrictions may apply. Plans and cost of coverage may vary.
Call Protect My Car for details.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you do own a car, truck, or SUV made from 1999 or higher, you could stop paying for car repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny to have it repaired. Just dial **1147 on your mobile phone now to see if you qualify. You must have an automobile made from 1999 or higher, and all repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past. Dial **1147 on your mobile phone today and get your car protected before your next repair bill hits. That's right, total protection for your car and no more repair bills. Just dial **1147 on your mobile phone now to see if your car qualifies. That's **1147. Never pay for car repairs again. Just dial **1147 on your mobile phone now. Dial **1147.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
You do it right to save because you work too hard for your money not to. Lowe's is here to help with special Labor Day savings throughout the store. When you buy a DeWalt two-tool combo kit featuring a drill and impact driver, you get a DeWalt Bear tool for free. Choose from a reciprocating or circular saw, angle grinder, or 20-volt battery. And update your appliances and get up to 40% off select appliance special values. This Labor Day, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Tool offer valid through 8/28. Appliance offer valid through 9/11, U.S. only.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got four free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. Four lines for just $100 a month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, four free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
Four free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No, no. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What? The smashing deal we got? Four lines for $100 a month?
No. Between the four lines for $100 a month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But four free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer for new customers only. Ends 9/16/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. Mobile optimized data. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the star of the show, and my sidekick, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
You said that earlier in the afternoon, you said that we should probably get into our switch our presentation to the good listeners of the show.
Yes,
and we should get into our fan mail
right
at the top of the show.
Correct,
and then work our way through because the people who take the time to write after they listen to the show and have their opinions, and I think it's good that we acknowledge them.
Here's the thing: you can email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. This show comes to you every week on crntalk.com, on CRN Talk Radio, on radio stations around the country, on Sports Byline, on their sports network, Sirius XM channel 211, Saturdays at noon, Sunday mornings at 6 a.m., and it's just so we're everywhere. And if you want to take us with you on your smartphone, you dial #250. It's a phone call, #250, hit send, then listen. When they call us, answer, they'll say, give me the keyword. You say CRN Talk. You get our app loaded on your phone.
Sunday morning at 6
a.m. Pacific time and Saturday at noon Pacific time.
That's a good, reasonable
line. And on Sports Byline at the same time. And don't forget, you can take us with you. Again, dial #250, a phone call, #250, four digits.
Take us camping with you. I'd like to sit by the stream and talk about sports.
Listen to Fred while
you guys pan for gold.
Exactly. And so #250, hit send, and then say CRN Talk.
Yeah.
And you get, so here's a Barry sent an email to freddreyer@crntalk.com. That's our email address for Fred. It says, hey, Fred, what do you think of Antonio Brown's antics? And will the Raiders be able to offload him on another team?
Well,
thanks.
This is the fun I have with the pro sports, especially football. I would ask, if I were to run into John Gruden, I would ask him, hire me to do all of the dirty work. And that would be interact with jerks. I would be lovely just to knock on their training camp door and say, hey,
come in.
Hey, get your playbook and your 35 pairs of sneakers. And get out.
you would be absolutely, and this could be a brand new position on every NFL franchise. Fred Dreyer can go in there and weave out this.
They always used to say, here's what they used to say, you know.
About you?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
They always used to say these types of things. You know, if you don't play well, that Turk gets up awfully early in the morning. The Turk, you know, the guy that lops your head off.
Yeah.
Guy that fires you.
Yeah. And so, you would be that Turk.
I would be incarnate. I would be that guy. I'd have a genie uniform on, and I would go from door to door with a list. And that's what they do. They give you a list early in the morning and say, these are like John Beresford Tipton in The Millionaire, you know, the TV show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These are next millionaires. They would say, these are the next guys that get fired.
That's it.
And so you would go with a list of people,
yep.
And then you would knock on the door, and then you would say, meet out in front, and then, Willie would take you in the station wagon to the bus station.
How am I doing? Am I all right here? You're not going to cancel me from the show? Everything okay?
Well,
won't take so long.
We don't talk about those things. The Turk just strikes.
So Antonio Brown, what would you do with them? That's Barry's question for you.
Here's what I would do.
Yeah.
Okay. You can be Antonio.
Come on in, please.
Is that how?
That's
how he says.
Come on in, please.
Antonio.
Yeah, Fred. What do you need, Fred?
Get your stuff together.
Oh, are we going to go pan for gold?
We're going to stop off and get you an omelet in the commissary.
I love omelets.
And then we're taking you to the airport.
It's just,
because you're fired.
You're like that TV show Yellowstone where they just take some guy from the ranch and they just drive him away somewhere and nobody ever sees him again.
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah, you can do that.
Right.
But that's what they should do. They should just have a guy just says, you know, you're fired. And as soon as he started these antics, that's where I was going with this. As soon as he started showing up after they saved him from this Pittsburgh disaster, after they signed him and after John Gruden genuinely, I mean, he makes a lot of mistakes.
Right.
But genuinely, John Gruden said, "We're willing to believe in you because of your talent, and we want you to be on our team." And the Raiders are kind of known for that reclamation projects, as it were. And so, what's he do? He shows up, and the first thing he does, he says, "I'm not going to play, and you're going to do what I say because I'm running the show." And I would say, okay, great. So I'm going to call a press conference. And Antonio, I'd like you to be with me when the press conference is called. And here's what we're going to do. As soon as it's called, I come up and I say, I want to thank all of you guys for getting out of bed at 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
But I just want you to know, I'm here to let you know that I'm firing Antonio Brown. So if you want to talk to him now, you can.
Say goodbye to him.
I'll be in the commissary. And that's what I would do.
Okay, there's your answer for you, Steve. Thank you. At Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com. Big story today, Fred. And this one here is good for all of us that are physically fit, as you and I are both. And watching football, they say, is good for you. Here's the deal. Scientists have a new study out. They've discovered that sports fans will rejoice on this. Researchers from the University of Leeds, they analyzed 25 fans of the city's soccer team in the championship games, and they found supporters' heart rates increased by about 64%, some peaking at 130 beats per minute. The normal resting rate is between 60 and 100 beats per minute, BPM. And so this workout, they say, is equivalent to going on a brisk walk for an hour and a half.
Oh.
And so they say watching your team win reduced the fans' blood pressure, gave them a psychological boost, and that lasted some of them all day. However, seeing their team defeated had the opposite emotional effect. The fans had a slump, and it was compared to a friend dying. So fans are passionate. Ultimately, supporting your team gives you a moderate cardiovascular workout, depending on the result of the match.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. But at the same time, the counter effect is, it gives you a great reason to start drinking.
Yeah, but you shouldn't do that because you're working out now, watching the game. That's what I think. You don't want to do it.
But if you're a Raider fan and this Antonio Brown hits the lane one of the freeway, you're going to start drinking, bud.
Yeah. So you don't watch, you don't become a Raiders fan. Maybe this doesn't work because they did say that if you watch your team lose, it's like watching a friend dying. So they say it's clear fans are passionate about the game with heart rate elevated during a match, similar to that when you go for a brisk walk, like 20% higher than the average heart rate. So, you know, if you're a New England fan, you could get a pretty good workout watching their games. Maybe the Rams if they have a good year again.
So what you should actually see a lot of real in shape, thin people watching pro football.
Yeah, no more the couch potatoes. Just sit there, don't eat, don't have the drink, as you mentioned. Just drink water and watch the game and work out.
You can jog in place while...
Hope your team wins. Yeah. Pump it up.
Yeah, I don't...
Get everything going.
Yeah, I believe that. I think everything about that's true.
Okay, there you have it from Fred Dreyer. If you have any other thoughts, email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com. This is the Sports Lounge coming to you from CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline, Sirius XM, all of our great radio stations, cable systems, satellite systems. We love you. Michael Horn and Fred Dreyer.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. We being yours truly, Michael Horn, and the one and only star of this program, the all-pro defensive end, the Sultan, as we call him, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the acting legend from Hunter, Land's End, Crisis, Agent X. You were shooting a movie last week. Can you talk about it yet?
I can't tell you right now.
All right. Well, when he can, he'll tell you about a new movie coming out. Back to our emails. Don't forget, email Fred Dreyer. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. We're coming to you on CRN Talk. We're coming to you on Sports Byline. We're coming to you on Sirius XM. Don't forget, download our app. Dial #250 on your smartphone, and then when the call is answered, say CRN Talk. You get our app on the phone. You can look up Fred Dreyer. You can listen to the show from your cell phone wherever you are. And let's do our replays, too. Do the show live on video for you Wednesdays at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern, but it plays throughout the weekend. Sirius XM, Pacific time, 12 noon Saturday, 6 a.m. on Sunday, also on Sports Byline. So Tom wrote to you, Fred. He says, not a question, but an observation. Why the Patriots franchise is the greatest in sports history, like them or not. Number one, he says, years ago, there were no salary caps. What do you think about that?
I don't understand the question.
He's given you an observation. Why the Patriots franchise is the greatest in sports history, like these or not. Number one, he says, years ago, there were no salary caps. Number two, free agency did not exist in years past. Number three, other sports have a much longer season, so each game in football is much more crucial to the playoff picture or even making the playoffs. He says, number four, all other major sports have a series in the playoffs. Football is one and done, no room for a bad game. The physicality of football makes injuries more prevalent, so key players being hurt can change or ruin a season. And finally, there are more teams in all sports today, meaning the playoffs are much deeper than in years past. Four rounds instead of two or three. All of these things make it much more difficult for a team to dominate now versus years ago.
And what does all this mean?
That's Tom making a statement to you. He just says, like them or not.
Yeah. Well,
do you think salary caps have anything to do with the success
I
here?
I think everything that he said here, all teams benefit by.
That's true.
So let's take that out for one moment, and then let's just say that the reason teams are good is because the ownership, the player personnel, how they draft, the philosophy, who they hire as a coach, and how they orchestrate the fundamentals of the sport. And you've got a coach in Bill Belichick who is a stickler for defense and detail. He finds a guy that can execute the things he wants executed. Then he runs with it until that no longer is viable. He's gone through a lot of slot receivers. He's gone through, you know, if you notice, you know, Edelman and all of these guys that played in the slot is kind of like an extended handoff from Tom Brady. They don't have to put a running back and push people up through the line of scrimmage.
Okay.
They just, what they do is they have a philosophy, and a lot of teams have the same philosophy, but it's how you execute it, and it's the way that Tom Brady and Bill Belichick communicate and how that offense runs. And you take the ball and you get it out fast and you get the defensive line, the opposing defensive line, running parallel to the line of scrimmage, sideline to sideline, instead of up the field at the quarterback. So this is one of the things that they did in the Super Bowl against the Rams, and one of the things that Rams didn't do because they had what we call paralysis through analysis. They just put in too much offense and defense, and they just overprepared, and they choked actually, And so Bill Belichick just ran simple defenses. And the main defense was, as we talk about this, one of the things that makes the franchise great and long-lasting is they dissect and define the opposition better than anybody else. And they plug the right people into their offense and their defense. Defensively against the Rams, they put five people between the tackles up through the guards all day. And you had what's his name? What's the guy's name? What's the quarterback's name for the Rams? What's that guy's name?
Case Keenum.
No. they Goff.
Yeah, Gerald Goff.
Yeah.
He was throwing it to practice.
So Goff was throwing the ball down the field, trying to off his back foot. He was unable to lean forward.
Right.
He was unable to lean forward and get the zip on the ball and deliver it in a timely fashion. So all these little things to throw off the opposing quarterbacks, to keep certain personnel off the field. All these little things are systemic in the greater scheme of thing known as the New England Patriots. And so they're the greatest right now. They're doing great. They have an awful lot of momentum that carries over. And they've lost some people. They lost Gronkowski. And they're not going to have much of a downslide this year. I pick them to win their division. And if they get into the playoffs, which they will, they're going to be fine.
And you almost were on the Patriots here when you left the New York Giants, and you're on your way to the Rams. Before you were at the Rams, you got traded to New England. They almost signed you. You almost were a fixture on that team.
I had agreed to a contract in principle, and then they backed out of it.
Yeah. Then that opens up your choice to go somewhere else.
I eventually just told him, I said, hey, look, you guys are screwed up. You're like the Giants. You don't know what you're doing. So you've got until May 1st to get me where I want to go.
Yeah.
Because if you try to make a trade now, push me somewhere along the way to make it best for you, I'm going to have this problem May 1st with that other team. So what I'm going to tell you, like I tell everybody else, you're the ones that have to deal me where I want to go. Otherwise, I'm just going to tell people, I'm going to quit and I'm going back to school and I'll do whatever I have to do. But I knew that they would do it because, I have value and playing my option out exercise that value.
Tom, put that on your list. See, they could have been even better if they would have had Fred Dreyer on their team. He could have been a Patriot. We'll be back here in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer.
Hello, I'm Fred Dreyer. I've had a MyPillow for 2 years. Before that, I had sleeping problems. Pillows would go flat. I would flip and flop all night. I would wake up with a sore neck and a sore back and maybe even a headache. Made right here in the United States with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, there's nothing to lose. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for just $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. And it's only available at MyPillow.com when you use the promo code WINNER. That's two premium pillows, just $69.98, with the promo code WINNER at MyPillow.com. Or call 800-513-3363. That's 800-513-3363 or MyPillow.com promo code WINNER for a fantastic offer.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
In the Sports Lounge, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Thank you for joining us here on the show. Hi to Buddy and Gail and Debbie watching us on Facebook Live. Don't forget we're on CRNTalk.com. We're on Sports Byline, the CRN Talk Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 211. Thanks for joining us on the show. Emails, Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com. As we mentioned, Rick said, Rick was mentioning that he loved you on Hunter, and he said he loved you on Football Hunter, but he loved your character in Cheers. He said the episode where Dave tried to break up Sam and Diane cracks me up. I never tire of watching it. You were hilarious. Fred, what do you think?
It was a good show.
It was a good show.
This was one of the shows, I think I did five appearances on Cheers on NBC, and that helped me get the Hunter gig on NBC.
That was great.
Yeah.
Jerry says, I had a huge crush on you probably 50 years ago. My dad was a high school coach.
Hey, a crush is a crush, right, Mike?
Yep. She said, my dad was a high school coach at Santa Monica High School, and football is in my soul. I think he even sent you the one and only fan mail I ever sent. Glad you are well.
Thank you so very much. It's a great football's a great game. A lot of great people you meet along the way in that sport. It's a terrific sport. I love my high school football days, and I also loved being a kid and playing a great sport like that.
By the way, Roger Clemens, they said they were grooming him, played for four teams, and they wanted him to run for the U.S. Representative Pete Olson's seat in Texas. But Roger Clemens says no. He says the political climate and politics at this time is much more than I would want to undertake, along with my family considerations.
Absolutely right.
So they've already got Kurt Schilling is entertaining a run for Congress.
Former pitcher.
Yeah, Kurt, he does a talk show. We had him in studio. Oh. We should get him on the show. He'd be fun to talk with.
Yeah, he's... pretty out there.
Now, a reminder for you, you can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and you can email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. And as you found out, we're trying to get this show going, so your emails become a big part of it. So make sure and email FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Yes, and believe me, we do appreciate you taking the time to talk to us, and it'll really help the show grow.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Is your thinning hair prematurely aging you? Do you see scalp where there used to be hair? Don't let your hair loss take over. Take control with HairMax, the pioneer in laser hair growth. HairMax laser band stimulates your follicles where hair loss starts, at the root, immersing your scalp in nourishing laser energy with the equivalent of 246 total laser coverage. Use it just a few minutes, 3 days a week, to revive your hair follicles and regrow your hair. It's FDA cleared and clinically proven for both men and women. So if you're seeing your hair thinning or that bald spot getting bigger, don't sit by and watch your hair wither away. Protect the hair you have while growing new hair you'll love. Maximize your results with Destiny Hair Therapy, brimming with bioactive ingredients essential for healthy hair. Order now at HairMax.com or call 1-800-9-REGROW and save 15% with code GROW15. That's HairMax.com or 1-800-9-REGROW. Save 15% with code GROW15.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Janelle & Associates Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is responsible for the content of this ad.
Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-317-5697 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaint alleged that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-317-5697 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-317-5697 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-317-5697. That's 800-317-5697. 800-317-5697.
You're a pro. You've got a bathroom remodel and clients counting on you to pull it all together. Lots of good reasons to count on the Home Depot. Find complete coordinated bath product collections, the latest trends and designs from top brands like Delta. It's easy to pull together an amazing look when you know where to look. the latest collections from Delta, in-store or online, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Using an overpriced trash bag?
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks?
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag?
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags, always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
They're our best bags yet, and they cost less than Glad Force Flex, where sold head to head. So you'll be
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Also available in heavy duty black bags.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm just Michael Horn, just the guy that helps push the buttons here on the show. But the star, guy who's always here in his seat, ready to go, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
You know,
yes, Fred.
I distinctly remember several years back that we wanted in our new facilities here.
Yes, at the CRN Broadcast Center.
Beautiful Northridge. I thought we were going to get sports refrigerator so we could have sports type snacks
and some
great Mexican beer.
Yeah, I think we should do that. Should we hold out until next week's show to see? Okay, I'll get that going for
let's
you.
Let's get it going.
Now, the Miami Dolphins owner, Stephen Ross, he's in the news for you. He stepped down from the NFL's Social Justice Committee.
Ah, yes.
They announced this last week. They said, quoting, now, Stephen made the decision last week, informed the NFL and members of the working committee that he was going to step aside from the group and continue to focus his efforts on RISE. He said he believes in and is still fully committed to the work that has been done by the group and will always be passionate and a supporter and tireless advocate for social justice causes, for equal rights and education. The committee, by the way, includes players, team owners, and is intended to address social justice issues. Last season, they had Arizona Cardinals owner Michael Bidwell, Atlanta Falcons owner Arthur Blank, Washington Redskins cornerback Josh Ross, who was a founding member of the Social Justice Committee. Stephen Ross has drawn criticism for hosting a fundraiser for President Donald J. Trump earlier this month. Ross is also the chief executive of RISE, a nonprofit whose mission statement says it aims to eliminate racial discrimination, champion social justice, and improve race relations. I don't know. What's it got to do with football?
How do they do it?
Don't know. Dolphins wide receiver Kenny Stills initially called out Ross in a tweet, saying someone has to have enough courage to let Ross know he can't play both sides on this. The President of the United States is for equal rights and things of that nature. He's just been called a racist.
No, they just make stuff up, these people.
Yeah, they do.
They make stuff up, and it's total BS, and it's crap, and it's all based on an outcome agenda of racism and control, and that's what they're doing. Colin Kaepernick doesn't believe in anything other than Colin Kaepernick.
Well, he's in the news, too. Colin is in the – he is
– Well, he's in the news all the time.
He's been tweeting out comments following, rapper Jay-Z's recent deal to advise the NFL on entertainment decisions.
The advisor on race and music.
Now,
he's hyphenated.
Colin Kaepernick revealed in an interview published Tuesday he wants to his desire to raise awareness about perceived social injustice. He said it began, here's what started him kneeling, in 2015. Yes. He told Paper Magazine that the plan eventually launched his Know Your Rights camp, which aims to advance the liberation and well-being of black and brown communities through education, self-empowerment.
No whites? There's no whites in there?
No. Mass mobilization and the creation of the new systems that elevate the next generation of change leaders. He said it began in 2015 after there was a police-involved shooting in San Francisco after the death of Mario Woods. Woods was killed in an officer-involved shooting in San Francisco. Woods was a suspect in a separate stabbing, was carrying a knife at the time, was confronted by officers. Police said Woods never dropped the knife. Woods' mother said in a lawsuit against the city her son never threatened the officers with the weapon. My question is, was she there at the time? I don't know. Mm-hmm. And Colin got involved in this, and so he talked to his girlfriend, Nessa, who was a radio personality, and then he began kneeling during the national anthem to call attention to the social injustice during the 2016 campaign.
So he had a religious moment, and he dropped to his knees.
So it's okay to get involved in a campaign, but what does kneeling have to do with it when it's the national anthem and then you're sort of not paying your respects to the flag? It's not the country's problem. It's the individual's problems, and you need to work with a group to correct it, right?
The country created racism. It was founded on racist principles.
Well, I think you're always going to have somebody that's going to be racist. But, I mean, if you're the president of the United States or you're an elected official, whatever, you try to bring people together. And apparently, he's saying that if you support Donald Trump, you're a racist. And the people that support Donald Trump, I don't think every one of them is a racist. I think that's as ridiculous as anything else that you can hear. That's just my thought on the matter. And I don't hear statements from the president, even though he speaks his mind sometimes and tweets some things out. I don't hear him actually make racist slurs.
Well, now we're qualifying the president.
This is like
what the press has done and what the politicians have done to Trump with this Russia thing. This is another bogus run at a racist outcome.
My question is this. Can we just get back to playing football and escape all the news things and just talk about sports instead of worrying about using the sports as a tool?
Yes. Can't we get back to not practicing?
That's pretty good. Let's take a break.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We are back at the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn and Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, doing the show every week at this time. You know, going back to Robert's question email at freddreyer@crntalk.com, who's your pick for Super Bowl that is not New England? Fred and I think maybe the New York Jets. No, we could. The Chargers could give New England a run for their money, right? Dallas could give the Rams.
Chargers,
could be
Dallas,
in there, right?
Rams.
You know? What about the Bears?
Well, you know, if they have a problem at quarterback.
Yeah. And Denver, possibly, we don't know how that quarterback thing is going to work out. You got to wait till the season's in for a few weeks and kind of get the feel, right?
Yeah. I mean, the Jets aren't going to do anything. But
got an email here from Rick. Rick says, first off, Fred, longtime fan. Loved Hunter. Still watch the box DVD set I have. He says, here's his question. Why all the talk about whether or not Todd Gurley can bounce back this season? He had a great season, so what's there to bounce back from? He was underutilized in the playoffs. It's not like he had a bad year.
Well, he's hurt.
Well, tell Rick about that.
He's got issues with his knee.
Yeah.
And
it's true.
There's people that I've talked to, players, that feel as though that he's, when a great player has the edge taken off of them, they're considered finished. Although they could probably still carry the ball, they're kind of like a journeyman running back, you know. But we'll find out very shortly if this guy is finished or not. You'll know halfway through the season if he now starts to bounce back and really starts to run.
Question for you then. Runs. Are we looking for short runs or long runs? What puts more pressure on the body, the long run or the short run?
Oh, no, it's all that work you got to do between the tackles.
Gotcha. So my question was this. Last week you talked about the game changing the focus somewhat to more of a passing game, you're talking about, and certain players getting knocked out or not having as much importance as they used to be. Is the day of the runner maybe less important so we don't have to use Gurley as much, or the Rams don't have to use him as much, and maybe he can rekindle a few good runs and a few good games for the Rams?
Well, look, the actual use of running backs, in other words, putting your focus, i.e. money, effort, and time into your game plan to service running backs, that time is now being looked at seriously by teams. They don't necessarily need to do the standard operating procedure of getting a running back, putting him in multiple formations and tossing him the ball, or running a fast trap or M leads and running him into the line. If you got the need to pick up a yard or two, you can do that. You can use runners in a way today to grind up the clock, to do certain things that will help facilitate your pass offense. But for the most part, they're not. Look at Saquon Barkley from the Giants. You know, he was the second guy picked. I paid him a load of money, and he's not making that much of an impression on that team, and they would like to probably trade him for a receiver and a tight end.
Sure.
And that's more serviceable. And I've always – one of my favorite things about pro football is how teams use, how sharp they are to use tight ends. You get a great tight end like Gronkowski, you can put him anywhere. It's like basketball now. You know, you don't have a standard boilerplate center who plays low post and you throw the ball into him, and you know, the Shaq and all of the great centers that played in the NBA. You have a philosophy now where anybody can play any position. You've got 7-footers bringing the ball up, shooting threes, and so football is kind of like that now. It's getting that way to where you can play anybody anywhere. You know, you put Edelman, you know, from the Patriots, speaking of him, you can put him at the halfback position. Take the wide receiver, take the tight ends, and place him out to where Gronkowski was. He caused all kinds of – look what he did. He was 6'7", about 265, and they placed him – they spread him way out there. You know, how are you going to cover that guy? You know, what? Look at the pressure he puts on the defense, and then you have all these motion – guys that come out of the backfield instead of just coming up with split backs and running the ball up between the tackles. That's boring football. People don't want to do it. But if you're a running back in college and you're a great running back, you're now saying, "Gee, I'm a great running back, but I'm scared that I'm going to be drafted, and I'm not going to be thought of as I am here in college, and therefore I'm not going to get paid." And that guy, Gordon from the Chargers, is a terrific back. He's a good back, a hell of a back. But they don't want to pay him, and they don't need to pay him. So I would think in this offseason, he's got another year to go on his contract. I would think that he's up for a trade here at some point in time.
Email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Who do you think? Rick says, who's going to be the worst team in the NFL this year?
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
That could be Cardinals.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good pick. How about Detroit? Will they be better again like they were last year?
Detroit will be better.
Yeah,
they have a good coach.
There you go, Rick. He says By the way, he says he loves you on Hunter. He loves your character in Cheers, too. We'll have more on that.
Oh, Cheers. That's, yeah,
straight
that's
ahead. We'll have good. More with Fred Dreyer on that. It's the Sports Lounge. We'll be back.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Fred, this story this week, Major League Baseball sent a memo out about the very real risk of over-the-counter sexual enhancement pills that at least two players this year were suspended for performance-enhancing drugs and said that the banned substances found in their urine came from the unregulated products. This ESPN has got this story out there. The use of the over-the-counter pills, which are often sold at gas stations, prevalent among baseball players, according to multiple sources, and it prompted the league to send out a memo to the Major League Baseball, the minor league teams, and they say that these products are often contaminated, which prohibited and have unsafe ingredients, and the players are subject to discipline even if they inadvertently ingested a banned substance. Sexual or male enhancement products present a very real risk for drugs-tested players.
So what you're telling me is all of these players now that are hitting all of these home runs are doing so with erections?
No, I don't think I said that. I did not
say
that.
Isn't that the takeaway?
No, this is just that they're taking these at some point.
So they're running around the base paths, bent over.
No, they're okay. It's just that and they get tested for drugs, this stuff shows back
this
up.
This is
in
a legitimate. This is a legitimate question.
This could be a likelihood for contamination or unidentified ingredients.
This should flag all baseball records from now on.
A Major League Baseball suggested to the players who suffer from erectile dysfunction or other legitimate issues related to sexual performance to speak to a licensed physician about the various prescriptions, medications that are available. So that was a big deal. But hey, this is a serious thing. So
this is a serious thing. So instead of performance-enhancing drugs, Barry Bonds, now we're going to have Cialis and Viagra.
This is a deal.
Little deals, little asterisk on all the records now from now on.
Anyway, that's our show. We thought we'd bring that up for you.
We glad we came back for that.
Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com.
I want to know the answer.
/TheRealFredDreyer, and then email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. So, final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer?
All of these players running around the bases with an erection, this is ridiculous.
Say so long, Fred.
All right, that's it. See ya.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.